This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour, Thursday, January 21st. The DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Beguiling you all with our charm and inspired voices, the things that we talk about. Thank you very much. It's nice to have you all here. I'm opening a present that I got in the mail yesterday.
Oh, was good sent. That's your birthday present from November. I'm a little
peaked. Really? Anyway, this is a, now, these people should be advertisers. They had been off and on. They advertise a lot. Stuff.
It's like one of my go-to gifts for people that
oh, yeah, they're very good. Sea Crane. It's a Sea Crane Skywave radio, weather alert, shortwave, aviation band. So when I'm up in the plane and I want to take over for the pilot,
wait,
I have
like
all of that.
Is this like a disaster situation radio?
No.
Well, it could
it's
be,
actually,
I suppose.
It could be, yeah. I mean, you could definitely use it for that. But it's Internet, so you can listen to the show, the DJV show at djvshow.com. You can listen into any of your programming from across the country. You could do shortwave. You could do weather band. You could do emergency. And it's tiny. You can travel with it.
Yeah, it's small.
Really cool.
Yeah, very cool. My dear, I love you, and thank you very much for that. Happy birthday.
Now I have Christmas that's wrapped and looking at me. It just couldn't fit in the same box, so it'll be a separate package.
All right. It'll get here. I sent a check to a fellow for some tractor work. I sent it on the day after Christmas, and he got it yesterday. I don't understand what has happened. By the way, it was a nice pink ribbon, too, on the box. Yeah. Thank you. I don't understand what it is that's going on in the postal service. I don't get how all of a sudden they became so, I mean, they've always been bad, but it was like overnight things just,
well, the pandemic, too. The pandemic.
Why?
Because
everybody's ordering
staff. Yeah, and everybody's ordering stuff online and using the mail more than we were at this time.
Well, why FedEx get it here the second day?
Well, because a lot
of
private. Amazon also uses the postal service. Well, Amazon also uses the postal service for the final leg of a lot of routes. So it's a combination of mostly it's just because more people are using them. That's all. Mm-hmm. And they have people who are out sick, and then they have people on short staff. And there's the post office that's near me had like COVID like every week there was an outbreak of COVID. So they have had a lot of a lot of setbacks.
Well, I don't know. I'm not buying it. I just think they're so horribly run.
What's not to buy?
Paying. I don't buy that they should even get away with this stuff. Frankly, they're part of the bailout that just was passed.
For a stamp,
$8.2 billion. Yeah, I mean the stamp is hardly what it costs to do what they do in order to deliver the mail. So why don't they just charge what it costs?
They are. There's a rise in the cost of postage that's coming up, I think, on the 21st. Yeah, or I don't know, sometime in the next
year. Is it going to pay for the $8.2 billion deficit that they had last year?
But how about this?
I think so.
Instead of actually, I mean, if we change the rules of the post office, what happens with the post office, the reason they have financial problems all the time, is that they have to pre-fund all of
their retirement.
Their retirement. And so there's a rule that makes them actually have to have an account that just sits there with a load of money in it for people who aren't even ready to receive the retirement benefits yet. So that's, that's the thing for them. It's a pension problem more than anything else.
All right, what do these numbers mean? 40, 53, 60, 68, 69, 22.
Bingo.
What do those numbers mean?
It's my Powerball numbers. Did I win something?
Well, if you had those numbers, you would have walked away with about $700 million, in fact. Jennifer, how about them apples? The jackpot is now, when we were talking about this, I don't know if it was off the air or on the air, how it whittles down after they take the cash payment and then they pay the taxes. So it says that you win $700 million. You'll take $500 million in cash, cut that in half, so you end up with $250 million on a $700 million prize. Something wrong is inflation going the wrong direction there, as far as I can see. The Mega Millions.
But I would still take $250 million.
Well, of course you would. You take 25. You take 10. I mean, you take a million.
I take the $4 that I actually have at this point. Take it all.
So the Mega Millions jackpot has gone up to $970 million, which is basically $1 billion. And the number's there.
I think if no one wins that on Friday, that might cross over the billion threshold.
Yes, I'm betting that it will.
Right.
Yeah. 10, 19, 26, 28, 50, and 16 were the winning numbers, but nobody had those numbers. And, you know, when you think about it, 300 million people, you got 1 in 300 million chance to win this. 300 million people have picked out 300 million different numbers, and they pick out those numbers. So how many different combos are there, actually, you can come up with using those five numbers? It's got to be more than 300 million because nobody won. So isn't, I mean, think about the numbers.
My head hurts.
You're not really looking for an answer, right?
I know, right? I'm like, oh, God.
Of course, I'm always
screw, you think you're going to get an answer from that?
Well, I think, Jay, you can probably figure that out, right?
Yeah,
you got
maybe
your computer
Jake
right there.
Not me. I am terrible at math.
All right. The palindrome way to win. Jennifer, I don't think you cooked this up, but we have now, if you look at this week, the palindrome number, which is sequential numbers, right? Like 1, 20, 21, 1, 21, 21.
No, it means a palindrome is any way you flip it, it's the same thing. There are words that are palindromes, so if you read it left to right or right to left, it's the same thing.
Like in December is 12, 11, 21, and then this coming December it will be, December 11th. And so you want to explain that again? This is kind of an interesting feat.
Yeah, well, this is from the Farmer's Almanac. The dates, it started, like you said, I think it started, Christmas was in December, December 1st. So 12/1/21.
Yeah.
So it just, and so there's a series of dates.
Turn
yesterday
it around.
Was the first day, the first time the inauguration had happened, that it had happened on, I think it was 1,000 years it hasn't happened on January 20th. It's not going to happen for another 1,000 years. That's what it is. So
right.
None of us will have to worry about it again. But it'll be 10 consecutive palindrome
dates.
So who's
playing that number? Do you play 1, 20, 21, and then where do you go from there? You start
with
those
numbers.
And then you got to check out some other ones.
Yeah.
What would you do? Maybe this is here you go. Try this one. 1, 20, 21, 12, 11, and then 22. Come up with another number. Anyway, I actually went, you'll get a kick out of this. I don't do this, but maybe once a year when the numbers get like this, just because it's fun to think about what, in fact, you would do with all the money. So I went into the lottery store in the next town, and I stood at the podium thing there and filled out four different number cards with all the numbers. I took, on Saturday night, it was a fast night here on the farm, I went back to some of the old winning numbers, and I copied them down, and then I did different variations on them, and that's how I picked the numbers that I used. I have them here somewhere. Where did I do them? I don't know. They're not right in front of me. But at any rate, obviously, I didn't win. Well, but you still have a chance, folks.
Got to keep
Mega
trying.
Millions. And as Rich McFadden says often, your best chance of winning, once this number goes back down, what is it? They start at 25 million, I think, or 30 million, something like that. Each new drawing starts at like 30 million, which are you going to sneeze at that if you play and win?
I know. People always play for these massive jackpots,
exactly.
You should really.
Psychology.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of silly when you get right down to it. All right. So that's that story. Now, I want to go back to the vaccines and what's going on with COVID to a point. The idea that we need to get these vaccinations is pretty well a usual government thing. It's messed up. California is the best example of that. As usual, there are other states that are kind of messy. We never hear about Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. We got a lot of listeners down there. What's going on? We just
the
always talk
states.
About...
Huh? Sorry. They're red states.
They're red states? Well, okay, so they're red states.
I couldn't resist. Come on.
No, I understand. Yeah. So, having said that, are they better run, less... why is it that we aren't hearing about the stories down there? or anywhere else other than New York, California,
Massachusetts. I don't know. But I have a friend who's a doctor at Birmingham in the COVID unit, and he's been working in the COVID unit for a year, and he just got his first vaccination. And he's a frontline doctor, so I don't know if this is better or worse in red states, blue states, whatever, but it seems like every state has its own problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's.
I mean, all the doctors in New Jersey and New York, there, and I don't know about California, but in New Jersey and New York, where I am, all the doctors who wanted it have been vaccinated, and that was supposed to be the very first group of people, frontline workers dealing with COVID patients. So, I'm not sure what's going on in other states. Why doctors are just now getting a first shot? That's weird.
So Amazon is going to help the new administration with the delivery of virus or vaccinations, actually. And I wonder, we were talking about this a little bit.
Well, they offered. We don't know. The whole story is they offered to help, but we don't really know how they can help yet. So they have a distribution set. You know, obviously their distribution is probably the largest network in the country.
The Whole Foods store, that they have places like that. Yep.
Well, even it's really more about their shipping and trucking and the planes and stuff. So they have that infrastructure is ready to go, but we just don't know yet how we can actually, if they're even going to take them up on it.
All right, one question.
Can we ask about why they volunteered now, if they were really about helping?
Doug asked that earlier.
Politics?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we know Trump and Jeff Bezos hate each other. So
because Trump challenged Amazon because they're killing brick-and-mortar businesses. So he was trying to put them on an equal
playing
field.
I think Trump was completely correct about all of that.
But how do you can't tell people that they can't order stuff online when they
that's
pay
not the
for
point.
Membership.
The point is that they are getting too big, too powerful, like the social media giants. There's too much of it.
Well, why didn't Trump tax them? I don't understand why
that was what the goal was to try to put a structure together
where
they would be paying equitable taxes. I mean, they do pay something. They do pay payroll taxes. They don't pay what brick and mortars have to.
No, they don't pay taxes. All right, so let's spend a few seconds on the transition and who's in charge of the various departments, because these heads, the new people that are designated as secretaries of you fill in the blank, are not approved yet by the Senate. So, and with the old administration going on, everybody at these various departments, Department of Health and Welfare and Pentagon and all these places, they all left, right? So who's in charge?
Well, they have acting heads. I think the only person who, as of last night, was the Homeland Security person was the only approved nominee, I believe.
Really?
But it's interesting that, you know, and I don't know if this is politics behind the scenes, but every president has started with at least a few that are approved, and Biden had zero. So I hope that's not a sign of
terrible
things, you know.
McConnell said he wants to work with Schumer.
I hope that that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. All right. I hope you also, speaking of hopes, are checking out our social media at DJV Show. One of the questions is about whether you've used Navage yet, whether you found out about it, whether you're going to use it, because this is the way to clean your nose and keep your body clean. So if you haven't responded yet and you have used Navage, go to our Twitter account or our Instagram account or Facebook.com/DJV Show and weigh in on your experience with the Navage nasal care system.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now on the DJ V program. The way I say V, Victoria, you like that? The
I
DJ
love it.
DJ V program. Jay Kirshner is here with the latest input on social media, what is happening on the socials. We're asking questions about your health and well-being, and also a little info on Buzz Aldrin seems to be getting a buzz. See what I did there?
A little buzz on buzz.
Bumpity bump bump. So we'll get to the bottom line here in just a moment on the DJV show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so let's get at it. You know, one of the things I would also like to ask, Jay, as we continue here, the relationship that the three former presidents, Jimmy Carter's not able to travel, so he doesn't come to this stuff anymore, but the three ex-presidents who were there and the unification that came out of their obvious enjoyment of each other's company at this point, I wonder how many people saw that and liked it. Maybe we'll sort of quiz into that, but right now, what are we doing? What are we talking about? I mentioned health and well-being. So what do we have up there question-wise?
Yeah, just asking people what you're doing for your health, as well as have you discovered Navage or any kind of nasal system. Matthew Johnson says he does use a nasal care system to keep sinuses clear.
A-nasal. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Navage. Not all nasal care systems are created equal. Navage is worth it.
There you go. Okay. 2 points for you.
Sean Watson takes supplements, drinks purified water, detoxes regularly, and eats organic food. And Mel M. avoids fast food, processed food, any kind of junk food, no sugar drinks, and also adds that whenever she goes to the doctor, she takes whatever the doctor says with a grain of salt and will try a lifestyle change before going on medication. She uses medication as like the final thing.
Yep.
Okay, fine, I have to do it, but she'll try other things
first. That's what I'm trying to do with the stuff going on with me. I just don't like taking all these drugs, frankly. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and some doctors, I feel like they push so much more. When I lived in California, I would go in with strep throat, and the first thing my doctor would say to me was, okay, well, do you need some painkillers? And it's like, no, I have strep throat. Fix
Give
my strep throat.
Yeah.
Like, I can handle the pain. I just don't want to give anybody else strep throat.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
But
all
yeah,
right,
I thought that was fascinating. And you can join in on this conversation, too, at DJ The Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, so we also have the birthday of Buzz, I'm an Egotist, Aldrin, to celebrate. What did he, you posted a video
of him,
right?
How old is he now? How old is
he's 91. Yeah, he posted a video yesterday of him celebrating his birthday, blowing out his candles.
With his 25-year-old wife?
Yeah, right. And the big topic of conversation was how young he looked. Like,
he does look.
Hamburger Gary asked, why do Buzz Aldrin and I both look 70, yet he's 91 and I'm only 43? Cubs Chick asked if he was a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he does look well. But he, how old is his wife? His wife, he's been married more times than you can count, I think.
I thought last year I saw a picture of him with his current wife, and I believe she is significantly younger.
Yes, okay. Can't hold up anybody for that. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The transfer of power is complete. President Biden is the 46th Commander-in-Chief.
But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, In peace and in war, we've come so far, but we still have far to go.
Thousands of Southern California Edison customers are without power this week as a precaution due to 80-mile-an-hour winds and red flag conditions. The largest outages were in Ventura County. More than 7,000 in Thousand Oaks and 2,000 in Simi Valley had their power shut off as a precaution. Power outages also hit customers in Los Angeles, Laguna Woods, Anaheim, Moreno Valley, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Menifee in the Inland Empire. USA Radio News.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
So Staples has everything your student needs at amazing prices. From notebooks to sanitizer, pencils to lap desks.
And this week, Staples marbleized comp books, one subject notebooks, and Elmer school glue are only 75 cents each.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save big right now at Staples.
Ends 1/23/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Character is the missing ingredient in lots of radio programs. We got it here, though. Thank you. If I don't mind if I say so myself. DJV at 34 past the hour. DJV is Doug, Jen, Victoria, and now Jay. That would be awkward if I said DJ VJ. That's the DJ VJ show. All right, so anyway. And I'll do, like Ed McMahon used to do with Johnny, and I'm Ed McMahon, and she's Jay Kirshner. All right, Victoria and Jay and Doug here. For this half hour, and I did. I was sort of being serious. I'm thinking about character counting and what we need as we have people hopefully all going back to school, and people are learning about some of the missing ingredients that have been a part of our lives or have been overlooked for, you know, not just the last 4 years, but for a long time. It's time. You know, I remember as a Boy Scout, do you remember Girl Scouts? I think it was pretty much the same. The Scout law was, a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, brave, clean, and reverent. How do you like that I remember that? It's kind of like I remember some other stuff that nobody
else
remembers. I like being a scout. It's kind of a fun thing. I learned a lot, and I wish there was more of that today. And what I also wish there was more of is the sort of camaraderie. And it sort of breaks me up a little because we have gone through so much, some of it good, some of it bad, but we really do feel like I have felt like I was exhausted, and I don't say that much. I'm just tired of all of the stuff.
A lot of people were.
It's just enough already. But one of the good things was when Biden talked about the note that Trump left for him, and he said, I think his words were, he was very generous, but he said, because it was private, I won't talk about it till I talk to him. So the president's kind of, I think that was a, Trump in this, with this action, sort of buried the hatchet. You wonder whether all is forgiven or not. I guess it'll take time to see one way or another, whether they talk with each other or not. But it was pretty clear, when the three ex-presidents got together, what their intention was. So in case you haven't, I haven't actually heard this myself, I haven't seen it. I wanted to hear the whole thing, the exchange that was prepared for the celebration last night between Bill Clinton on the left. I'm looking at the picture. George Bush was in the middle and Obama's on the right. Here's what they said in unison together as part of yesterday's, the excitement of all of it. Everybody's paying attention. Everybody loves this stuff. So let's listen to the three former presidents.
Well, good evening, America. Obviously, there was a personal element to see my former vice president become the 46th president, to see Kamala Harris as our first woman vice president. But more broadly, I think inaugurations signal a tradition of a peaceful transfer of power that is over two centuries old.
Well, I think the fact that the three of us are standing here talking about a peaceful transfer of power speaks to the institutional integrity of our country.
So this is an unusual thing. We are both trying to come back to normalcy, deal with totally abnormal challenges, and do what we do best, which is try to make a more perfect union. It's an exciting time.
We've got to not just listen to folks we agree with, but listen to folks we don't. One of my fondest memories of the inauguration was the grace and generosity that President Bush showed me and Laura Bush showed Michelle, and it was a reminder that we can have fierce disagreements and yet recognize each other's common humanity, and that as Americans we have more in common than what separates us.
I think if Americans would love their neighbor like they would like to be loved themselves, a lot of the division in our society would end.
That's what this means. It's a new beginning. And everybody needs to get off their high horse and reach out to their friends and neighbors and try to make it possible.
If, in fact, as George said, we're looking for what binds us together, the American people are strong, they're tough. They can get through hardship, and there's no problem they can't solve when we're working together. I think that was the theme of Joe's inaugural speech, and I think all of us discovered that we're at our best when we're all moving in the same direction.
America's a generous country with people with great hearts. All three of us are lucky to be the president of this country. Mr. President, I'm pulling for your success. Your success is our country's success, and God bless you.
I'm glad you're there, and I wish you well. You have spoken for us today. Now you will lead for us, and we're ready to march with you. Good luck. God bless you.
Joe, I'm proud of you, and you and Kamala need to know that you've got all of us here rooting for your success, keeping you in our prayers, and we will be available in any ways that we can as citizens to help you guide our country forward. We wish you Godspeed.
Don't kid yourself. Biden will be talking to Obama a lot. He and Bush always got along. And I think of the three of them, there was more, and you never see any real turmoil in Biden's wake other than the times when he got in, you know, he's not afraid to get in somebody's face. Remember during the campaign, he told some guy that came up to him, you know, he was giving him a lot of SO, you know what, and he said, let's take this outside.
He's still scrappy.
Yeah. He had a lot of disagreements with Clinton about stuff, but they worked it out. Clinton's voice, my God, he sounds like he's lost.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
He's been sounding that way a lot in the last couple of years. His voice really
actually looked the best I've seen him look in multiple years. But, yeah, the voice is just like, don't know.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
Right, so in Biden's speech, he addressed six situations that were important. Do you remember what they were? There's probably a list of them somewhere. I haven't seen all of them. I haven't heard the bits and pieces because I don't sit around and watch that. Yesterday I talked to a couple of my political friends and they said, why aren't you watching? One of them is a city councilor here in Framingham and he called me and he said, I was in my truck on the way to something. He said, why aren't you watching the inaugural? I said, hello, do you know me?
You probably never watch any of it.
I have never. Well, I want to watch the kind of stuff that we just aired. Mm-hmm. I want to hear those people. I want to watch George Bush tease Michelle Obama. I want to see, you know, it was nice to see them holding hands. I don't know whether Bill and Hillary held hands when they came down the steps or not. Not many people paid much attention to Hillary yesterday, which I thought was interesting, at least in the read that I got.
She had some nice moments with Kamala and Kamala's her great niece. She has the two little girls who are her niece's daughters, and her niece posted last night on Twitter that the little girl who I think she's probably maybe about seven, and apparently she was bugging her mother the whole time. All she wanted to do was meet Hillary Clinton, and so it was kind of a funny, cute viral moment. And then Hillary posed with pictures with the girls and stuff. So it was actually it was what the country needed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have Republican friends who voted for Trump, two times. And still, we were texting last night with our big group, and everyone just said, you know, this just feels good again. It just feels American again. It wasn't about one person. Trump took all the oxygen out of the room for 4 years. Everything was about him, whether it was him talking about himself, or people not liking him, everybody was just all about him. And yesterday, it really felt like it was all about America. It just didn't feel like it was about one person. So it was nice. It was really nice to see.
I saw a picture of a field of flags that apparently was put out on the mall, right?
It was
representing all the people who couldn't be there. Yeah,
that
was quite nice. I liked a big floral arrangement almost. That kind of captured my imagination for a while. It was nice to see them all up there. And the stock market rallied well. For those of you who are interested in what the dollar and census, who's speaking the loudest here, let's see here. Quarterly results also showing like Netflix. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Netflix's revenue is up about 17%, which is hard to figure because they seem to be the slowest of all. What made Netflix's numbers soar? What did they announce? There has to be something going on. But anyway, the Dow Jones average was up 257 points. Yes,
I don't know the exact answer, but I can tell you one of the reasons Netflix had been able to say, you know, in their new earnings call that they had more signups than they anticipated. One of the reasons is because of Cobra Kai. And that's the new Karate Kids spinoff series that is wildly, globally popular. And it's so good. It's worth it. But, that's one of the reasons.
All right, today is National Banana Bread Day. We got some food news coming up in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. 44 after the hour, the fact that you are on the you're on the mend, you've gotten onto a diet, and you're also choosing Calitrin in the healthy waistline department, the healthy weight loss department. Inches lost, pounds lost, better sleep, better digestion. It's just the safest pick. Even if you want to use some of the other protocols, get on the other programs. No matter what you do, it'll make you healthier and a better you. But then sort of wrap it up with the Calitrin program, which once you lose the weight, however you lose it, it helps to keep it off. And none of the other products around, none of the programs around can boast that. And if you want to see people boasting about their success, just go to toploss.com, which is the Calendron website, and see what there is story-wise of all these people. It's a 45-day satisfaction guarantee that you get when you buy Calitrin and start using it. You'll see loss within the first month and a half. And I advise you to just stay on the program because it's good for so many other things. Whatever you choose to do, you'll be able to buy 3 and get 6, buy 4 and get 8. That thing is still going on. They've kept that going longer than ever because they've enjoyed so much success with it. So many people are responding. So get on the program. Calitrin is the non-drug, non-stimulant, non-gluten way to lose the weight and keep it off. Find out at toploss.com how it worked for you. Use the DJV code on checkout so that you have the best prices and free shipping. That's DJV code at toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Staying safe online. The fraudsters have gotten very good and very tricky. Have you received a seemingly legit email from a company asking you for your personal information? Robert Capps is VP of New Data Security, and he fills us in.
Usually they're called phishing attacks, trying to gather consumer credentials or payment information. With account takeover attacks, what happens is a fraudster is trying to get access to an existing account that belongs to a real consumer. And the best thing a consumer can do to protect their own account is not reuse their passwords. Some consumers will use the exact same username and password across many different websites. And if that data is compromised on one, it's possible that the fraudster get access to all of the accounts with the same username and password.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's the letters N-U, datasecurity.com, a MasterCard company.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. All right, so, now our recipe for banana bread, I think I was noting earlier, we had that on social media too, right? Making banana bread, Jay, isn't that part of...
Yeah, if anybody tried it during the pandemic when it was kind of like banana bread was at its height, or if it's just something that you've done before.
Rotten bananas are best. The girls have objected to that, but that's what I've seen go into a banana bread that was made around here. Anyway... the invention of the refrigerator in the early 1900s made it much easier for bananas to be used, these bread. So people during the Depression who didn't throw away any food, and, you know, the overly ripe bananas became part of a banana bread, and it stuck since then. So there you go. And we, you know what we missed, Victoria, is National Cheese Lovers Day.
Oh.
Everyone, huh? Cheese?
I love cheese,
ooh.
Yeah.
I like American. Well, you tell me it's not American and it's not. Yeah, it isn't really cheese. I started that actually a long time before you were here. But I referred basically to Kraft. The Kraft American cheese is neither. It's Russian whey. It comes here in 90-pound plastic bags. And so it's not American. It's not cheese. But the real cheese, I have a palate for cheese. You know, a lot of people, you go to a grocery store, there's cheeses everywhere. You used to make them on the farm. What's your favorite cheese? Maybe that'd be a good question also. Jay, we're talking about food. What's your favorite cheese? Yeah?
I like that question.
What's your favorite
cheese? The cheesier, the better.
The cheesier, the better?
You're a stinky.
No, the stinky, yeah. Give me that funky stuff.
Oh, gross. All right, well, we'll have cheese for you to think about on our social media. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program with our friend Charles Curry here. Chucker is our movie man. This is Movie Moments, and we're going to concentrate on Little Orphan Annie for God knows what reason right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us. It's the Hard Knock Life for us.
I remember, wasn't the girl who starred in Annie a little redhead? Do I remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. All right.
I don't know if she ever did anything after that.
I don't know. Well,
Chuck
I don't
know
much about Chuck would know. Well, let's let Chucker talk then. Go ahead, Chucker. Why are we playing this?
Because this day in movie history, 1978, Columbia Pictures paid $9.5 million to acquire the rights to Annie to do a feature film. Flash forward 4 years, May 21st, 1982, they release a movie version of Annie starring Cal Burnett, Albert Finney, Bernadette Peters, Tim Curry, and a little girl who was the original Annie on Broadway, Aileen Quinn, played Annie in the movie. The movie opened at $6.4 million, ultimately grossing $57 million at the U.S. box office on a budget of $50 million, which means technically it lost money. So not all ideas work out. Although, you know, the movie has entertainment value. It was directed by John Huston. It was a big production at the time. It still has a following to this day. I actually like Annie as a Broadway play very much. They did a feature film a few years ago with Jamie Foxx as Danny Warbucks and Cameron Dee is in the Cal Burnett role. It was just a mediocre movie at best.
I think the original movie, they must have made some money over the years because
over time
just
they
in
did.
DVD over sales time. Or streaming. Yeah,
yeah. I agree. And it has it has a following. It definitely has a following. So, you know, that's how ideas start, Doug. You know, Columbia Pictures said, let's pay almost $10 million to do this. And it takes time to go into production. They get a cast director. They roll it out. And movie making is a gamble. That's my point.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, isn't telehunt all forms of entertainment when you get right down to it? Music, television,
but
the Broadway. Look at the Broadway stages are littered with failure. Many more failures than successes.
But here's an interesting point, because you were talking about stocks before we went on the air.
Yes.
Movie production, a studio, it's like a portfolio. The idea is to produce, let's say, 20 different projects at least a year. And if 13 of them hit and you have 7 losses, you still make money. Because they're not all going to hit. That's the reality of it.
Right. Well, and then investors, you know, the trouble with investors in some of this stuff is they aren't sophisticated. They get sucked in. And then when they don't do they start suing the theaters and they start suing the movie companies, right? I don't get my money back. I want to sue you.
And listen, they don't all last the test of time. Remember the studio Orion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went bye-bye because they had more failures than hits.
What's the most prolific one? Is Lionsgate the most? I mean, a lot of stuff you see the Lionsgate hit around.
Lionsgate is an independent. Its stock is traded individually. It's a subsidiary of Warner Brothers. I actually owned Lionsgate stock a long time ago. At $10 a share, I held it for 2 years. It didn't move. I sold it, and after I sold it went to like $40. Yeah, so
sounds like my there stock market days.
Exactly.
Their headquarters. You drive by them all the time in Santa Monica. You go up Broadway or California Avenue, and all these studios are there. Not the studios themselves, but the headquarters of the studios, and you know they're lavish buildings. It's like okay, we expect some glitz. But they're really, I mean, they're...
And I hate saying this because we don't like dwelling this on all the time, but you're starting to get more of the studios. There's a lot of talk that a lot of projects that are going to be released maybe in April are starting to... They're thinking heavily about pushing them back to the fall. Bond and now Disney's Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson are probably going to get pushed back.
All right. Well, we'll see how it turns out. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry here with...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.